The South by Southwest Music Festival is a wrap. That means the musicians are back on tour or back to recording studios, and the journalists who went to cover the festival are back at their desk jobs. Among those journalists are NPR's Felix Contreras and Rodney Carmichael. But before they left, they sat down to talk about their highlights from the week, and they did it in true South by Southwest fashion over some roadside barbecue.
So Austin, South by Southwest experience is not just about the music. You gotta get your grub on too. Huh?
Oh, absolutely, man.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
You gotta bring your pants with the elastic waist. So it's just an experience.
They started with one of Rodney's favorites.
Okay, let me tell you about Tierra Whack. This is like my new favorite hip hop artist right now. Yeah. She has this song called Mumbo Jumbo. You've heard of mumble rap, right?
Right.
Which is basically this negative word that they put on a lot of southern trap rap artists who, it's not so much about the lyricism as it is about the feel. So she kind of takes that vibe to the nth degree and basically has this song that she laid down rough vocals for and she never went back and articulated and cleaned them up. Sounds so good, and her energy on stage was so incredible. I mean, she totally blew me away. So what about you, Felix?
I heard this band called La Cuneta San Machin. They are from Nicaragua. They do a combination of Nicaraguan folk music mixed with jazz, mixed with ska, mixed with a bit of rock. And they have a marimba in the band, like a xylophone or a vibraphone, but made of wood. That's traditional in a lot of Latin American folk music. And they had an electronic one that they carry around with them, you know, wherever they tour. And so it made for a really folkloric sound, but their energy level, they just took it, they blew the roof off the place. Okay, so give me another artist. Who'd you see?
So this is my walk-by surprise. Last night, I get a text from a friend going on midnight. She's like, you got to come by and check out this showcase. I go to the venue, and lo and behold, I see the best performance that I've seen the entire week of South by Southwest.
Really?
Sudan Archive. I can't be you, no. I can't be you, but I can be true. She's up on the stage, this tall, thin, regal-looking black woman with an afro that adds another 5 feet to her stature, right? And she's up there with the violin, half of her strings are broken already, so you know she's already been killing it. It's just a mix of soul and funk and, you know, a little classical thrown in. And I kind of kind of had this buzz going on, you know, and while I love the recorded music, you know how there are some artists,
yeah,
until you see them live,
right,
you can't really appreciate what they're doing.
That's the magic of a festival like this, where,
yeah,
you can see the performance behind the hype or behind the idea.
Yeah, she was great.
Well, welcome to the scene.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, I'm glad you had a good time.
Yeah, you too.
Okay, let's get to this food, man, before it gets too cold.
Let's do it.
All right,
let's
here
do
we
it,
go.
Man.
Pass me those tortillas real quick.
And I'm officially hungry. That was Felix Contreras, host of NPR's Alt Latino and a South by Southwest veteran. Also, Rodney Carmichael, a first-timer who covers hip-hop for NPR.